Very good. If you're watching back, you do a little preview of about the last 2 weeks. Yeah, it was nice to start, first of all, with all the players, also with all the our own homegrown players, and also with the supplement to draft in your own roster and those new signings what you have bringing. It was good to be together, to be clear to everybody also what we're going to expect from the team and what we have to better. But in those 4 weeks we started, we've made the choice to start to build the conditional, the physical aspect, and now we're going to do also the movements and all those things what we want that the players know. But we are happy until now, and each day we're going to do more, because when we started we had a 6 week pre-season, and now the time is going to be short and we have to be ready for the first game.
You've made some cuts today, the 4 supplemental picks, that puts you down to like 37 in camp.
Yeah,
so you've got to get this roster down to 30. What are you looking for in terms of, like, sort of decide who you have to cut and who you have to release? What are some of the deciding factors?
Well, first of all, to cut is a little bit a bad word, but okay. You started with a lot of players, and to get the roster down until 30 players, that's not a problem, because we've got a lot of our own homegrown players. What we're thinking that they've got a lot of qualities, but the step from the youth to the first team, for the most of them, is too high. You have to bring them slowly. And the other thing is also, we are proud that we have got in our youth development good young players, to reward them and to get some experience how it should be training with the first team. And also when we're going to go in training camp to bring them with us. But no, it's not a problem to bring the roster back to 30.
Will the 9 sort of academy players, will they make the trip to Florida?
The most of them, yes.
And do you expect, honestly, do you expect any of them to possibly sign to the senior team this year?
Yeah, I think one or two, but you have to be honest. The most important thing is that the policy what we have changed, if you're going to compare it, not with last year, but the years before, that we have always said we want to invest a lot in our youth program in academy. Give the boys also the possibility from on the 19 or the reserve team to get opportunity to come to the first team and make a good development. And in the end, that we all became proud that we are bringing our own place in the first team of TFC, and that we can succeed. And then you know that that this is the thing what we have changed, and you can see it and notice also all the young players. And for our luck, we have. If you watch the previous year, we have 4 or 5 players like Esther Morgan, Matt Stinson, Daniel Henry, Oscar and Keith. They're a good example. And now you're facing it that those young players like it, at least to train, to be involved with in the preseason at least, with the first team. And I think it's a good thing. And we have spoken also with the kids that don't expect a lot. This is only a reward, and maybe when you're doing it so well, you never know what can happen in the future. But the most important thing that you give the kids an opportunity, you believe in them. But it's to make the step from the youth development to first team is a high step.
Can you talk a little bit about how Reggie Lamb's doing in camp? I think he's kind of been forgotten by the recent signings. But talking to Paul Mariner earlier. And before camp, he said he's going to be a big part of the team going forward here.
Yeah, maybe you've forgotten, but I've never forgot Reggie Lamb, because he was one of the first guys that we have signed. And our lucky was that Reggie is not a signing from the draft or whatever. We started last year. He came also here on trial, and he trained with us. And we knew that it's a young kid, but a kid with a lot of also for him, he's young, and all those young kids need some time to adapt. First of all, where they're coming from, the place, and the teams where they're playing to the MLS. Yeah, you need time to adapt to everything, but he have got skills.
Adrian and Decoy? How are they? What's their progress?
Yeah, Adrian and Decoy, they're doing it well. They are training every day separate because they are not so far to start the session with us. And with both of them, yeah, they need some time. But we are looking forward to the moment when they are really fit, and I mean fit, not that they can walk, but fit, game fit, that they can do everything with a team, yeah, and then they should be also in the roster.
How is Dunfield coming back from his
surgery? Terry is doing it well. Terry is doing it well. Terry had last year some little problems, but he's practicing very well. And also the same for Adrian Decoy, but I think that Terry don't need so much time to be on the team, if you can compare with Adrian and Decoy.
How are Silva and Mont thus far?
Very good, very good. Both the kids are doing it very well, especially Luis. Luis is a different type of soccer player than Air Mount, but both of them are doing it very well.
Do you expect, I know you, when we spoke in Kansas City, you and Paul were very high on Silva. What about Mond? Do you expect him to be a regular contributor this season? Or is this
it could be, it could be, but the same also for him. You never can compare players with each other. One player is quicker in the development than the other one, but both have very good skills. And Aaron is doing it very well. And Aaron was also one of our highest draft picks, and don't forget it.
Can you just talk about there's been such a difference between you coming in last year to this year? Do you feel like there's just a lot more stability and you kind of see things a lot, being a lot more calm and a lot more like a clear plan this year?
Yes, of course. It's a huge difference. That's why it's also nice to start now with your own roster, with your own schedule, also in the preseason. We have arranged the things much better than the previous year. It's a good start, but still we are not there. We have to work hard with each other, and we're going to get our targets.
Does the addition of the new players at the back allow maybe someone like Torsten Frings to change his game a little bit this season, maybe advance farther up the field? Because it seemed like last year, he was playing in the middle of the back line every once in a while.
Well, Torsten is a player that he can play what we have done also last season in the back. He can play in the midfield. But now, last season, we have to be a little bit creative because at the moment we had two defensive players that get a season ending injury, Decoy and Adrian, and yeah. Until that time, I think that we have resolved the problems very well. But Torsten, yeah, if it is possible, you can let him play him on the midfield. I think that there should be also his strengths. But it depends also against who you're going to play. We have got now, and that's the most important thing, that on each piece, of each position, we have got two good players. And you can play in different way in the sense of putting players on a different position, but that's only a good thing, a good start. And on the other hand, I think also for all the players, it's important that they know that they have to be always there on the training and in the games to do the best, because there's now more concurrence in the team than in the previous year.
Is the plan to use Miguel at left back this season, or more in the center? Or
it is. Best position for Miguel is left central defender, not a left back. But what I said also, it depends how the opponent is playing. But Miguel is strongest in the center.
What does Mon bring? He's a big guy.
Yeah, they're all big guys. But he's defensively good. He's sharp. He's got very good skills. And what I said also before, Larry, is that. It's the same for our home ground players. When you're coming from the college, then you need some time. You need your time because from the college to go to the MLS with all the circumstances where you have to deal with the level, the travel, the different way that how you wants to play. a new environment, the city, you know, for those guys, they need some time. But at the end, I think that he's got the quality to be a very good defender. And it depends. I can't say he's going to play now. It depends on how the players are developing itself.
What does he have to work on, do you think? I know he's a young player, so...
A lot. What the players have to work on it, that is for us. Because all the things what we're seeing is also for the other coaches to say, okay, this is weakness or whatever.
Right.
But we're going to work with all the players, not only with Mount, but also with the current players in the roster. Because we want to impulse our targets. Yeah?
Thank you.